State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Evers gave his State of Education speech at the Capitol yesterday, where he denounced what he sees as an ongoing assault against public education by lawmakers.
The speech comes just days after State Representative Joe Sanfilippo called for a constitutional amendment that would allow the governor to appoint the school superintendent of schools.
We're joined now by the current office holder, State Superintendent Tony Evers, to talk about these recent discussions over Wisconsin's public education system. Superintendent Evers, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks. Hey, thanks, Rob, very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you made the case in your speech and elsewhere that there's, in effect, an assault on public education coming from lawmakers, making things difficult for schools and teachers. Make the case. What are some examples of that?
Well, there's the last budget. It was a good example. There are just many, many things that school districts are now required to do that, frankly, I didn't believe had, first of all, any hearings and have a significant impact on schools. This is a small one, but the fact that the Joint Finance Committee passed as part of the budget bill the requirement that before somebody graduates, they have to have a civics test. Well, it'd be nice if the committee members had some input from teachers and administrators in the state on that issue. I mean, it's like I said, it's a small thing, relatively speaking, but it's just an example of how the continued taking away of local control is getting under people's skin and just makes it much more difficult for people to do their jobs.
Well, as we mentioned earlier this week, Representative Joe Sanfilippo introduced a plan that would allow the governor to appoint the person in your job instead of having to be elected by voters as it currently is. It would require a constitutional amendment to make that change. What's your reaction to that proposal?
It's wrongheaded. To say that's a great idea to take the vote away from parents and other community members who care about public schools, it's part of our Constitution. That decision was discussed and the pros and cons of it in 1848, and the people that wrote our Constitution decided at that time that public education is so very important in the state that they believe that the state superintendent should be elected by the people of the state. And I agree. It's worked and it continues to work. We have a strong public school system. And frankly, there's no reason to change. And, the whole idea of another political appointee, I think, is something that most people aren't going to feel very comfortable with.
We had Representative Sanfilippo here on the show earlier this week to talk about this idea. Here's part of his argument for making that change.
The fundamental question here is, are you happy with the state of our public school systems, or do you think we can do better? And if you're satisfied with two-thirds of the kids in our state not being able to read proficiently, then you're going to be okay with the status quo and want to keep it. But if you, like us, think that there's room for improvement, then I think you're going to want to make a change.
So he was making the case that there's a problem in Wisconsin schools with educational outcomes, and he definitely pointed toward that statistic saying about 30-some percent of kids tested proficient at proficient reading level in tests. How do you react to that?
Well, I can't believe a political hatchet man or woman is going to be able to make those reading scores any different than what they are now. Frankly, we spend a lot of effort making sure that all of our kids read proficiently. That number, frankly, is a reflection of the fact that in 2012, and maybe Representative Sanfilippo doesn't remember this, I do because I did it. We made the cut scores on those tests much more significant because we wanted to make sure, and we raised the stakes, and as a result of that, which had great support from everybody across the state, our test scores went down. Now, how is it that the governor, who's now running for president, can talk about how reading scores are on the way up in Wisconsin, and suddenly this guy is making the case that we need a political hatchet man and get rid of Evers and take away the vote of the people in Wisconsin? That's just inconsistent. It's hard to fathom where he's coming from, frankly.
We're talking to the state superintendent of public instruction, Tony Evers. He delivered his State of Education speech last night, reacting to some recent proposed legislation as well. Let's get into the state of education now, Superintendent
sure.
Evers. Long term, are we seeing positive signs over the years here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, since 2009 and 10, we've seen graduation rates go up for all kids, but especially, you know, African-American kids, other kids of color. So that's doing well. Attendance is rates are going up. Suspensions and expulsions are going down. A whole number of issues. We've doubled the number of kids getting both college and high school credit at the same time in the last 6 years. So yeah, I will be the first to admit we have some issues that we have to deal with in the state. We have the largest achievement gap around, but we are doing well, and we will continue doing well. And I think one of the reasons we have such a strong system is because the people of the state have had that vote and put people in this office over the years that understand education and will work hard for the kids of the state.
Let's talk about that achievement gap you just mentioned between white and minority, especially African-American mm-hmm. students. Where are we on that? What kind of things are you doing to try to tackle that gap among the biggest in the country?
Yeah, we had a what we called a achievement gap task force that consisted of teachers and principals from schools that had had success in closing the gap and in improving achievement, and they've done a wonderful job. We have online presence with all their strategies that they provided. In addition, the department and this task force is also working hard with the institutions of higher education that prepare teachers so that teachers are prepared to work in a diverse climate and diverse communities that all across the state. We're seeing greater diversity. So we need to make sure that our teachers and folks that work in our schools are culturally competent and ready to go. We're going to make some headway there this way. We've put together some professional development modules online this last week that teachers can use to either be relicensed or be part of their educator evaluation system. So we're working hard at it, but this is something that didn't occur over the last 6 years. It occurred since 1900s when kids started we started allowing kids of color to go to school.
Republicans in the legislature say one solution, more choices, whether it's charters, voucher schools, other options to the neighborhood public school, and suggested, as Representative Sanfilippo did earlier this week, that you and your office have stood in the way of that. Should that be part of the solution? Are you standing in the way of a possible solution?
I have yet to see in my 6 years a voucher or choice bill that did not pass and was signed by the governor. So it is a laugh for him to say that somehow I'm standing in the way of that. Here's my position on that. The fact is we've got more choice and choice options for our kids than ever before. If I have any concerns about vouchers and other options, it gets resources that would normally be used for public schools, and to advantage those systems over public school systems, I just think doesn't make sense. But the fact of the matter is, you look at the achievement levels of all those schools, and you look at them in Milwaukee in particular, where choice charter regular public schools are the fabric of the community. For the most part, there is absolutely no difference in the achievement level of the children there. So I would say that, from an educator's point of view, it doesn't seem to have moved the needle. I believe we have to work in other ways to close that achievement gap rather than worrying about how schools are governed and whether they're, they're all schools and they're all working hard to improve kids' lives. It's just those extra choices that now are in place that they really haven't made a large difference. I mean, parents have choice now. Yes, that is true. But as far as the actual outcomes, there hasn't been a moving of the needle.
We've heard concern sometimes from teachers who call in, some policy experts saying morale is a problem now for teachers in Wisconsin, having trouble recruiting, retaining teachers, even people not going into the teaching profession. How do you think that could be turned around?
Well, the main thing, and I mentioned this yesterday in my speech, is that the political rhetoric, just not just in Wisconsin, across the country, is such that we've devalued the role of teachers and the profession of teachers, and it's no wonder that we are seeing many fewer young people going into the profession, others leaving early. This has to change. I mean, our teachers in the state are heroic, and I applaud their great work. But I am seeing it. I've talked to college kids that are thinking about going into teaching on campuses, and they're worried about it. And so if they're connecting this political rhetoric to the issue, it is real. It is not just something that I dreamed up to talk about in a speech.
If you had your druthers, what would be your top policy priority for lawmakers, maybe something that you and the Republican leadership could agree on to move forward on schools?
Well, I would love to, and it's just a political hot potato, but I would love to find a different way to equitably distribute resources for our schools. There has to be a different way. It's broken. I've got a plan that I've proposed several times, and it gets legs, and then it dies. But we have to find. We're turning into a state of haves and have-nots. Those that can pass local referenda have it. Those that don't have it, and that is just not the way. I don't want my grandkids attending a school that is a have-not. We should be able to come to grips with that. That is really not a political issue per se. It's an issue of fairness. I think that's absolutely critical.
Superintendent Evers, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Take care, Rob.
That was Tony Evers, superintendent of the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. He delivered his State of Education address last night.